with SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Former President Donald Trump brushed off his recent felony convictions because of his campaign fundraising success.
In the absence of this, more campaign funds were given to this campaign than any campaign they think in history.
Mr. Trump spoke at a town hall event in Phoenix yesterday. Also on SRNnews.com, President Biden is due to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris as Kiev's army endures its hardest days of fighting since the early weeks of the war with Russia and prepares for what officials say could be a tough summer ahead. The federal government releases its May's jobs report this morning.
There are signs that the U.S. economy is cooling, and that would be welcomed by the Federal Reserve, which also has been looking for signs of a slowing inflation. Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet say that employers likely added 180,000 jobs last month, about the same as the 175,000 in April. They predict that the unemployment rate remained at 3.9%. That would mark the 28th straight month the rate has stayed below 4%. Fed officials will be looking at today's data on job growth as they consider their next steps on interest rates and when to start cutting them. Donna Warder, Washington.
Federal prosecutors are wrapping up their gun case against Hunter Biden, with two more witnesses expected today. In their effort to prove to jurors that the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form when he said he wasn't, quote, an unlawful user of or addicted to drugs. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down by 9 points. NASDAQ futures are ahead by 22. This is SRN News. One of America's favorite pastors has plans for July.
Greg Laurie says he'll be back at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California for another one-night Harvest Crusade. The pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship will preach the gospel on July 20th at a gathering that will also feature Christian recording artists such as Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham. Laurie says his goal is to, quote, give people an opportunity to make a decision to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Republicans have blocked legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception. They argued the bill was just a political stunt by Democrats in an election year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats are trying to spotlight issues they believe can help them win the presidency and keep the Senate in November. A similar vote on ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization could come as soon as next week. This is SRN News. It was a big day yesterday for Boeing Starliner.
Despite last-minute thruster trouble that almost derailed docking for this first test flight with astronauts, the link-up was a success.
Above the southern Indian Ocean, we have confirmation of contact and capture.
The Starliner capsule already had one small helium leak when it rocketed into orbit. There were two more leaks after that. Then four of the capsule's 28 thrusters went down. The astronauts managed to restart three of them. That provided enough safety margin to proceed, but they had to pass up the first docking opportunity, but made it the second time after circling the world for an extra hour alongside the station before moving in. I'm Shelley Adler.
China's exports for May grew at their fastest pace in more than a year, despite trade tensions, though imports fell short of analyst expectations. More details at SRNnews.com.